BlogTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
I'm former WWE superstar Al Snow.
Hey, everybody. This is Biff Naked.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is Eric Bischoff, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Nights.
Give me your attention for a moment.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Does that sound like fun?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Best investigator reporting on the planet.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Anything about that seem unusual to you?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Don't. Sir, me, young man, you have no idea who you're dealing with.
The Omega.
And I don't want nobody calling me son or kid or sport or nothing like that, cool?
Heartbreak Mike.
Mikey, when they let you out of jail.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Now that's the worst disguise ever. That guy's definitely an alien.
Keep your ears open on this.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
It's me, it's me, it's that D-O-double-G Marvin once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have you ever seen the movie Casablanca?
Same thing, except no Nazis.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Imagine what you'll know tomorrow.
WTR Sunday Night.
All right, I'm in. Because look, there's some next level shit going on around here and I'm with that.
What just took place? The Rock realizes that you've got a hard-fought victory. Well, congratulations. But The Rock has but one thing to say to you. Somebody got a haircut.
God, you've been itching to play that, I'm sure.
Yep.
God. And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're hyping SummerSlam. We have a lot to look over. We got an exciting match with I think the Revival are going to be... No. I'm sure somebody's left, and we get to talk about it tonight. So,
I'll read everything. No, wait.
So starting it off, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, everybody? Heartbreak Mike here on WTR Sunday Night. I am excited because, hey, for those of you who does watch New Japan Pro Wrestling, best G1 so far.
I need to catch up on that so badly.
Oh, the finish was amazing.
Yeah, I keep hearing a lot of it was amazing. I haven't had the time. Okay, so someone is jazzed up, but someone else who's been watching some wrestling lately, we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Yes, we will do a webcast. Won't you will love it?
Oh, God, we've been invaded.
At Flames Forums. I'm just throwing it out there early at Flames
Forums. Thank you.
Broad statement for the night.
For those of you with a higher IQ will realize that that's a shot, and I'm not going to elaborate or go any further with it on that one. Omega, does you be watching New Japan?
Sometimes, I think.
Because I think, Mike, you does be watching New Japan, right?
I do.
There you go. See, I'm just picking on the way Mike phrased it when he did his WTR Oreo thing, because that was kind of funny and it made me chuckle.
How is that a W? Oh, okay. I'm staying quiet now.
Yeah, you're confused, aren't you? You're finally catching up, right?
Comments go to Where Rock?
At Flames Forums on your Twitter machine.
Sorry, broad statements already out there.
And of course, those of you who have my phone number, I expect to be getting a bunch of texts, and my phone will blow up almost any minute now.
Oh, Jesus. You mean like my Twitter's been blowing up all day? Yep, that's the thing.
Debbie the thing.
It would be a thing. It's been blowing up all day. Thank you, Beth Phoenix.
What did Beth do?
She retweeted a photo I put out, and my Twitter's been blowing up all day.
Oh, good job. Way to be Beth Phoenix. How's the baby?
She's too
tired. Well, I love me some Beth answer? Phoenix.
Oh, wait, she can't answer. She's not on the call with us. So, yeah, we're back after a one-week hiatus because Omega was busy enjoying his 15 minutes of fame. How did that go for you, kid?
Went fine.
That's good. Did you get a chance to give anybody an autograph?
I had people wanting pictures. No autographs this year.
Oh,
which is cool, fine cool. to me because it's weird scratching my alias down with a pen rather than my actual name.
Strange.
Because if he's giving out autographs, it's DJ Omega.
Yeah, that was my story of the weekend.
I'm sure there's a story behind that.
And if you want to hear more about that story, youtube.com/TJOmega.
No, this is the year I found out where this is my first time doing anything on stage. You know, and I find out that if you put me in an interview room alone with Kevin Conroy, I'm fine. And then if you put me out on a stage, I'm not so fine, which means I'd rather be alone in a room with Batman than actually on stage with a microphone.
So that was a little unnerving for you, was it?
It's a growing experience. I think I handle myself okay.
Uh-huh. I was just going to say, you know, next time you find yourself on a stage in front of a bunch of people, just turn your back to them and talk into the microphone. And it'd be almost like you're doing your webcast.
The thing is, when you're on stage, they love their smoke machine so much, you can't see the crowd.
Okay. Well,
there's a part of me that's more nervous because I can't tell how many are out there anymore.
And then the smoke clears and you realize you're talking to a room full of hundreds upon hundreds.
Well, that's the thing. The smoke never clears. It's so freaking thick.
Oh.
I couldn't see anybody beyond the stage.
Nasty.
So for all I know, there could be 10 people, there could be 10,000 people. I don't know.
Kind of sort of like how we feel doing this show every Sunday night that we do the show. You never know. So, yeah. Mike, how was your week? Did you do something?
I did. I did, actually. This weekend was, for those of you who are nerds and others, there was a great anime convention called Otakon. And that happened for the first time in Washington, D.C. Huge turnout, but, you know, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Cool.
Went to a pro wrestling panel. Wow. There was a lot of stuff wrong with it. But, you know, hey, let them do what they want to do. Let them get paid for it. I mean, I don't do much. I just know the business.
Cool.
But other than that, it was pretty good. Besides, you know, started watching New Japan and then... looking at my points, and I was like, we need to fix that.
Yeah, I broke 200 on the fantasy there already.
Yay! Lucky. And yes, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the pictures for from Otakon, they will be posted in 3 minutes. So those who want to see it, you know, go to WTR Oreo.
There you go. Awesome. So. I just busy sending everybody in the call a photo who hasn't seen this photo yet, and so I'm sending it from my cell phone. It's just taking a little bit, just a sec to go. It's gonna take a little while.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, it's almost done. It's almost done. Be quicker, Farah. Just put the picture up, but you know, don't do that. And there it is, Mike Omega. Do you recognize that guy that I'm shaking hands with?
That looks like a heart.
You're half right.
Looks like Ross.
Congratulations, you win the booby prize. That's right, a pair of boobies will be mailed to your door.
I'm scared.
Do with them what you will. That's it's me and Ross Hart. Had a nice little visit with Ross last night.
Oh, very cool. It's I can tell it's a blurry picture, but yeah, that's cool.
That's blurry?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not blurry on my end.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's blurry. I look terrible in that picture. I look better in real life than I do in that picture. But okay, I didn't realize how blurry that was. That was taken by a guy who had just finished wrestling. I threw him my phone and said, hey, take our picture. And so, okay, so you got to get, I didn't realize it was blurry because I'm looking at it small. It didn't look as blurry, right? But, yeah, so that's one of the things that I was doing last night. I actually attended a a wrestling show.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not one you put on.
No.
Okay, so somebody else's wrestling show, tell us.
Okay, let me tell you. The name of the federation is Prairie Wrestling Alliance, PWA. They're out of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And once a month, they come down here to Calgary and put on a show. Now, this was a brand spanking new venue for them down here in Calgary. They used to run shows at... what was it called? Silver Dollar Casino or yeah, I think that's what it was called. But they actually, moved to the Cedar Bray Community Hall. And this, last night was their first show at the new venue. And it was the first show, PWA show that, my son Owen ever went to.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Ooh, Dirty Duke.
Oh, you've heard of Dirty Duke Durango?
Yes.
Cool. I didn't know you knew you knew of Dirty Duke Durango. Of course, he was a mainstay of Stampede Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day, as it was.
Yeah, like the lineup. So, yeah, they had, there were 6 matches in total. And, it was a good show. And, you know, I would put the crowd around 150, which isn't too bad. I mean, the venue, it's brand spanking new. It's not the easiest thing to get to. We have we have L's in Calgary. They're called C trains. Edmonton has the same thing. They're called E trains. Figure the math out yourself, kids. I think you can probably understand why. But, yeah, so it's the above ground subway. And, you actually have to take the subway to Southland LRT station, Light Rail Transit, and then you have to catch the number 79 or the number 80 westbound to be able to get to the venue. It's a bit of a trip compared to what it used to be. It was like a 15-minute walk to the casino from one of the LRT stops before they moved. But in the middle of August, you know, in the middle of summer vacation season at a brand spanking new venue, 150 people-ish, this is what I'm guessing just by sight, that's not that bad for them. So, they put on a really good show, and they're coming back to Calgary September 2nd, and looks like my son Owen might actually get an opportunity to work security for PWA, because once everybody saw how big my kid was, they're like, whoa. As a matter of fact, just talking with Rock this afternoon, Ross Hart went all Hart family on my kid. And it's the whole thing. You've heard the stories of Stu talking to some big guy. Oh, you're a pretty big kid. You got some size to you there. Well, Ross was doing exactly that. And I'm like, Ross,
oh my goodness.
No. Yeah, Ross, he's not training to be a wrestler. Forget it.
It's that type of tradition.
So it's a hard family thing, right? I mean, like, they were always on the lookout for potential recruits to train.
Nice.
And, that was the big thing, right? If you were a big strapping guy and you had even an inkling of interest in the business, Stu would take you into the dungeon and stretch the shit out of you to see if you could take it.
Well, at least one thing, you get trained by heart, you don't get injured, so you'll be fine.
Well, that's not exactly true. It's a more accurate statement, Mike, to say if you're trained by a heart, the odds are really good you're not going to hurt somebody else. 7, 8, 9 times out of 10.
Okay, you're right.
I mean, look at all of the injuries, all of the hearts suffered at the hands of other wrestlers who weren't trained by their dad.
Touche. No further question.
There you go. But yeah, so it was really good. We had a tag team championship match. The Millennial Rebels retained their title, and then we had Chica Akbar Shabazz coming out and getting on the mic and doing something really stupid, laying out an open challenge, and that was answered by Tiger Ali Saif, and Tiger Ali scored the win, and Shabazz just lost it in the ring. That was cool. Guy that wrestled for me, Slammer, Bryce Slammer Sova, had a match against Fury, and of course Fury left mid-match, got counted out, And so Slammer wound up with a victory by count out. And we had Brandon Van Danielson, another guy that I used to work with at Stampede Wrestling, taking on Sean Moore. And of course BVD got the win with a little bit of help from his buddy Michael Richard Blaze. Some people who listen and have listened to me for the last decade and change will know that, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this out loud, but Michael Richard Blaze used to be known as Chucky. And so he's grown up from Chucky, into being Michael Blaze. But, we had the return of another guy that I worked with, the Highlander. And you guys might be going to, what's his name? Robbie and Rory from WWE, the Highlanders. Different guy. But, he took on, another guy that used to work for me, New Mayhem champion Bobby Sharp in a non-title match. And Bobby Sharp retained because Kat Von Hees got in the way. And then of course we had the main event was the best 2 out of 3 falls with the champion Michael Blaze taking on Aiden Adams. Everybody thought Aiden Adams actually won, but, he was actually, had one victory taken away from him and awarded to, Michael Blaze, because he accidentally hit the ref and knocked the ref out. So the ref comes to and says, no. Sorry, you didn't win the belt. You guys are 1-1. Restart the match. And, Michael Blaze, retained his title.
So best match of the night?
Very detailed finish, honestly.
Yeah.
The best match of the night, I've actually got to tell you, it was definitely, in this case, it was the main event. We were sitting right at ringside and we saw that kick to the face that caught Aiden Adams and just bloodied it. I'm surprised that the kid didn't get a broken nose. I mean, it just bloodied his face. His nose was bleeding. It looked like he had a couple of teeth knocked loose. He was bleeding from the gums, like his mouth. The whole bit, it looked very painful, but, he put on such a good showing that, like Michael Blaze, he's a jerk. He's a bad guy. He's just a nasty kid. He actually, came back to the ring and, showed respect for the match by, giving Aiden Adams a little ovation before he stomps off. But, I have to say that was the match of the night, but none of the matches on the card, were weak is the best way to say it. None of them were weak at all. It was a very entertaining show, highly affordable, only $20 a ticket, which, in Canadian money for a Canadian event in a Canadian city in Canada, it was reasonably priced. I'd say that Owen and I got our money's worth.
No, well, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was a lot of fun was watching Owen, because I for the entire week leading up to the event, I was sure that he was saying, yeah, okay, Dad, I'll go to wrestling. But I was getting the feeling that he only agreed to it because he wanted to make Dad happy. So he figured, okay, well, I'll do something I don't really want to do because Dad wants to go. 2 minutes into it, Owen's like, whoa, because of a couple of moves that happened in the opening match, which was the tag championship, the tag title match. And, he just got sucked right into it from there. So he definitely had a lot of fun, which makes me happy. So everybody in the, Calgary or Edmonton area, if you get a chance to go check out PWA Wrestling, do yourselves a favor, catch a show. You won't be disappointed. Yay.
No disappointment. Everyone will be safe. No one gets injured.
Well, except his name's Aiden Adams.
Yeah.
Bad. There you go. But so yeah, PWA, they're not small time. I mean, they recently had Cody and Brandi Rhodes at a show. They bring in some big names, every now and then. So, at some point we'll, wind up, it might be pre-recorded, it might be taped, but we'll, have a quick little 15 minutes with the promoter, Kurt Sorokin. We'll bring him on and, just let him, talk about his company.
God, this makes me very aware of how little I know about indie wrestling.
Man, indie wrestling. The beauty thing about indie wrestling is that you never know who's going to show up. Never know. And it's.
Well, except for when they tell you who's going to show.
Well, you know what I mean. Okay. I mean, everyone loves, you know, good local talent. Everyone loves good old fashioned wrestling. Not even wrestling, but wrestling. I hate to say it like that, but yeah. And then when you have those unexpected guests, it's like, all right, cool. And then when you have some wrestlers that tell the story, yes, amazing thing. And so, you know, PWA, from what I've been reading and from what I've seen, they are that type of indie show.
Oh, well, like I said, very entertaining. And, like all of the guys on the card were trained out here, right? And I'm not trying to sound elitist or snobby or any of that shit, but some of the best training in professional wrestling happens in Alberta, Canada.
You'd be correct.
So, and yeah, like I said, the only thing that looked really, really nasty was that kick to the face. But I was watching it, and because of who I am and who we are, I'm naturally giving my son all the inside info on how they do things. And then that happens, and he says, "Dad, I thought you said it was all choreographed." He says, "Yeah, well, you know, sometimes shit happens. And, you know, they say wrestling isn't real, but it really hurts." And I don't think he'd ever heard that before, because he started chuckling a lot, so... Thought that was pretty cool. So yeah, so that was my night last night.
Woot.
Woot woot. Yeah. So I'm definitely planning on catching another PWA show in the near future. I think that might be September 2nd. Which is a Saturday at Cedarbury Community Center on Oakfield Drive Southwest in Cedarbury.
Nice.
Yo. So, moving on to the rest of the show. Hey, guys, you know, talking about Aiden getting his face kicked in. Apparently, WWE is having its share of injuries happening, too. I mean, Scott Dawson has a ruptured bicep. He's out until December. He's got to have surgery on it. The Revival's in trouble, Mike.
So, who picked the Revival on their team?
Was it me?
Not me.
Was it Mike?
It sure was not.
Wait a minute. Is Rock still around? Does he know who picked the Revival?
I mean, it's not like it's listed on the website or anything.
What? I don't pay attention to it.
Hold on.
Mike picked the Revival.
Loudtalkradio.com /fantasy.php. Team Shut Mike. Up. The Shut Revival.
Up. Shut up.
Pick number four.
Shut up.
Somebody stole Braun Strowman from me because I know I picked him.
Some bullshit. Oh.
You picked half of our roster.
Everybody I want. So, yeah. So I guess that puts a crimp in any plans that might have been in the offing for the Revival. Now, this is a second injury to these guys since being called up. I don't know. Is it just coincidence and bad timing, or is this like a bad omen?
It's definitely a bad timing thing. I mean, you know, it's not like one guy is injury prone. They're taking turns being on the disabled list.
It's like tag teams for disabled list.
Tag team injury surgery.
And it's bad.
It is unfortunate because we saw them do great things in NXT. They are an extremely solid tag team, really good workers, but wow. You know, I don't know if it's just like they're one of those teams that can't handle like the WWE road schedule physically or what, but that's a rough run of luck.
Or on the other side of that same coin, are they doing all right, but they're in the ring working against guys who are a little sloppy?
I'd have to like take a closer look at how the injuries came out. The other one was a jaw injury, which is not something you can generally do to yourself.
No.
That generally takes outside intervention.
So, yeah, which is too bad, I suppose. But, Mike, do you have anything to say about the Revival?
Get well soon. I'm not picking them in the next, fantasy.
Okay, so, you know, I'm trying to steer you to what it says on the liner notes, and you're just ignoring that completely.
Basically, get well soon. Scott, get well. And it kind of sucks because they have so much potential. And it's sad. But at the end of the day, fuck the Revival.
There you go. Jeez, man.
I mean, I gotta say FTR at the end of the show, fuck the Revival. But, you know, fuck the Revival. But no, get well soon, Scott. You got some good potential, but still, fuck the Revival.
I just feel like we really, really had to lead you by a really, really thick leash to get there.
No. I was going to wait until the end of the show. I mean.
Well, no. Well, okay, fine. You weren't supposed to. Whatever. It's over and done with.
Fine. Hug it out. Jesus.
Oh, good. Speaking of, yeah, hugging it out. Thanks. What a great segue, Omega. Bit of bigger news on the injury front. Bailey hurt again.
Well, at least this is the first time on the main roster for it.
Uh-huh. Now, see, here, the thing is, we watched this happen when she hurt her shoulder, and I'm thinking, oh, this is all, you know, part of the scripting to lead up to the title match, so they have an out and an excuse to say why Alexa Bliss retains the title, if that's how they do it. So that was my thinking, and then, of course, a couple hours after the show, it comes out on all of the news rags on the internet that it's a legitimate separated shoulder.
More bad timing.
Mm-hmm. Which, yeah, it's just really too bad. I mean, this is not the first time we've had a contender get hurt and can't attend the title match at a big game pay-per-view.
No, it happens a lot, but unfortunately, this is really bad timing for Bailey. This is the first time it seems like they've started taking her a little bit more seriously. They let her and Sasha have a great match on Raw not too long ago.
Yeah,
which is something Bailey should be capable of anytime she goes out there. She's that kind of performer. They just don't really give her that spotlight as often as she deserves.
Truth.
Now, it's disheartening. Because, like, I want so much better for her than what they give her. And then when they finally give her a little, something like this happens.
Now, we have said on more than one occasion that Nia Jax shouldn't be on the main roster at this point in time. And she's just brought up because she's a big girl. And they felt that they needed one big girl. Because ever since China, they've been looking for the next China.
Well, they're looking for variety in the women's division. They're looking for someone who can be like the big monster that everyone has to wrestle.
Yeah.
Because that's classic dynamic in pro wrestling.
True.
Yeah. Sometimes that monster, like sometimes you get a Big Show. Sometimes you get an Andre. Sometimes you get Kali. You know, not to be too harsh on Nia. Cause, cause she's got she does have some skill here.
Mm-hmm.
She came up way too early. She's far closer to a Kali than an Andre right now.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, like NXT, let's face it, it's WWE, but it's a different animal completely from the main roster. And she was okay in NXT. The thing is, was she really careless in that match that led to this injury, or was it bad luck for Bailey?
See, with Nia, that's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her own lack of just, you know, there's a level of in-ring savvy that she doesn't have yet. Mm-hmm. That can lead to things like this. And it's not the first time someone's been hurt during one of her matches. It's hard to say. Like, this is, again, a spot where I have to go, mm-hmm. I really wish I could go back and look at that match.
Well, didn't Nia at one point in time in one match drop Charlotte on her head?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Charlotte also routinely spikes herself doing dives, so.
There's that, too. I mean, I don't know. I think she's trying to be a little bit like Lita.
Well, the way that she's going, doing those suicide dives.
Yeah, I just, like, let me just make sure that was clarified. I was referring to the suicide dives bad decisions. Yeah, I wasn't alluding to anything else, Omega.
Well, her screens, her Titantron did say harlot for a long time.
That's just because your TV's not big enough.
No, it's because their screen is bent like some fucking idiot designed it.
Well, you're probably right. Some fucking idiot probably did design it. What are you going to do, right? Yeah, but, you know, it wasn't all that long ago. We were saying shit like this about Seth Rollins, because he was hurting people left, right, and center. He mangled John Cena's face in a match. He, for all intents and purposes, retired Sting. And he dislocated Finn Balor's shoulder.
Blew his own knee somewhere in there, too.
And he ripped, what was it, the ACL, MCL, and meniscus?
Yeah, if it connected to the knee, he ruined it.
Yeah, pretty much. Ruined it, blew it out, blew it up, ripped it off, whatever. So, like you were saying, in Nia's case, in this particular match, it's hard to say. I'm willing to give offer up a benefit of the doubt and say, well, you know what? Maybe it was just unfortunate circumstance, and it could have been anybody in the ring scoring off against Bayley, and Bayley would have gotten injured with the same move set. So it's hard to tell.
It is hard to tell. I mean, sometimes that part of the body is just worn down, and on any, like any given night, it's just going to hit its limit. It doesn't matter who it's against. I don't know. Sometimes there's just some on the roster where it just seems to be drawn to them when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking about Bayley coming out to, talk to the crowd about her injury, can you guys catch how loudly she got booed in Toronto?
Before or after the edit?
Before or after is irrelevant. It still got through.
It did, but you know how WWE likes to edit their photos and stuff and all that jazz.
They try. You know. But this leads Vince McMahon to whisper in Michael Cole's ear just to call it Bizarro World. And this seems to happen all the time in Toronto. They'll boo the faces and cheer the heels.
The thing is, Bayley should be beyond that because she is so goddamn likable.
Mm-hmm.
At least the Bayley we've seen elsewhere. You know, I'm not so sure about Raw Bayley because she's done some very un-Bayley things because the writers thought it was a good idea.
Which is stupid of the writers, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I can blame Bizarro World. You can say, well, apparently the crowd response said, well, we were kind of booing the booking decisions here. Well, that's really hard to make clear. Like, typically if someone's in the ring and you boo, we're going to assume you're booing the person.
And typically people don't boo the booking. They boo the wrestler.
I mean, except for the outside, like, fire Bradshaw or fire Road Dogg chants that spark up every now and then.
Oh, it's a little bit of a different story, but yeah. I mean, like, when that happens, the crowd is definitely making its intent well known.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, you know, like when WWE comes to Calgary and the Calgary fans are pissed off with the booking, you might hear this as bullshit, you know, that chant.
Yeah.
Right.
And, You have to get it out in like four syllables. You can't make a chant out of, we are not happy about your decision in the writing process.
Yeah. This booking sucks. But
then they censor you because they think you're saying something other than booking.
Yeah. Yep. But, Toronto, they'll just boo because, you know, again, Toronto doesn't have the insight that Calgary does when it comes to professional wrestling. Now, did that sound a little elitist? God, I hope so, in this case. I can't tell you how much I hate Toronto. And I don't give a damn if Toronto's listening or not. Toronto, you suck. Your Leafs suck. The Maple Leafs. It's a hockey ball. Never mind Omega.
Yay, hockey ball.
There you go. My son plays hockey ball hockey. Anyway, yeah, I don't know.
It could be like blacktop hockey. It uses a ball.
Yeah. Well, is there any other venue that WWE goes to even partly regularly where the fans react like they did in Toronto last Monday?
The UK.
Okay.
Canada, we know WWE in Canada play, you know, the audience plays by their own rules. No one plays along. The closest you get stateside where they regularly go is Chicago.
You know, I was thinking Chicago, and then I'm running every city I can think of rapid fire through my head, and I can't think of any other city but Chicago that's like that.
Chicago, maybe Philly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Philly does that to everybody if they're, not a Philly hockey team or football team.
Yes, but Philly is where ECW was born, so you still have that making a lot of noise.
Yeah, and if you ever hold a wrestling show in Philly, don't ask any of the fans if you can borrow a chair.
Oh, no.
Big mistake, because they'll be more than happy to oblige.
Yeah.
And bury your opponent in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, they'll they'll watch you get a chair and go, I don't like that chair. I think he needs mine.
Yep.
Mine's a better chair. And everyone
I got the better chair right here. Hang on. No, my chair's better. Hang on. But that has got to be just about the most, you know, just this is an aside because I was stupid enough to bring it up. That's got to be just about the most iconic image from ECW, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, it's.
Oh, my God.
Like there's moments in ECW they like to show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Taz, you know, like, I can think, you know, oddly enough, Bam Bam Bigelow getting hurt in a lot of them. Cause I remember him getting suplexed through the ramp by Taz. I remember RVD cannonballing into him through the crowd.
Uh-huh.
Poor Bam Bam is the wrong end of every highlight reel.
Pretty much, yeah. But sticking with wrestlers injured, Ric Flair has been hospitalized this past week. Apparently heart-related issues. Have you guys heard about this?
Jesus. Yeah, I actually did. And, oh, he's got to calm himself down. I mean, they say that they're not sure what happened, how it happened. I mean,
yeah.
I guess, but we'll see. I mean, I think that they're probably trying to hide something. The question is what?
Well, that's the question. But my big thing is every time I see a wrestler hospitalized for heart-related issues, always makes me nervous because of my buddy Bad News Allen, Bad News Brown in WWF. He suffered from hypertension, and I remember him being hospitalized 3 or 4 times because of it, which is, you know, that's a heart-related issue. And it ultimately wound up killing him. And, man, that was just a really hard funeral. And, of course, Bad News, the tough guy that he was, the one you don't mess around with, SOB. Here he is, the day he's released from the hospital, inviting everybody over. And he's got this, you know, great big bandage on his elbow from all of the stuff that got stuck into his arm and the whole bit. And, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. No big deal. You know, he's saying no big deal, no big deal. And it's just something that almost killed him that time and wound up ultimately killing him. So I hear about a wrestler and air quotes heart related issues. I get nervous.
Yeah. It was a weird report to begin with.
Yeah.
Because, okay, aside from, like, after you cut through the initial panic of Ric Flair hospitalized and heart-related, and then someone coming out, like a publicist coming out and going, no, it's just for routine monitoring.
Yep.
Okay, I have medical professionals in the family. I'll tell you, like, the whole point of a hospital is something routine, something, like, that isn't routine happened.
Yep.
Like, you go to a hospital because something unexpected happened. Like, that's the that's the concern for me. Cause, like, I've seen Ric Flair, like, he was down here in Florida for a convention, 2 weekends ago, and he flew off to something else, and then he's scheduled for Dragon Con in Atlanta early, you know, later on this year. He's jetting around all over the place still. And, you know, as long as there's an open bar, you know he's being Ric Flair.
Yep.
Jesus.
Hey, I speak truth.
Ric will be Ric.
Ric does what Ric does.
Pickle that's, Rick. That's, you know, almost, you can say that of almost any wrestler, you know. Blank wrestler is going to be blank wrestler.
So. Well, yeah, you could say that of any person, Tim.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just pointing out, you know, like wrestlers can be pretty particularly headstrong compared to some others at points. So.
But no, you don't go into the hospital for routine monitoring. There's nothing routine about going to a hospital. So it's going to be a worrisome little time here as we
absolutely
watch after Ric.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's probably, you know, get well soon. Then, you know, I just hope nothing serious is happening.
So, everybody, send your well wishes to, Ric Flair and, your hopes, and if, you're so inclined, your prayers to the, Flair family. That routine monitoring is exactly that. You see, up here in Canada, free healthcare. Routine monitoring? Yeah, okay, I can understand that, but you're not gonna be in there overnight or for a week or whatever. You go in, you get monitored, you go home. Unless it's, you know, routine monitoring shows that something not good is happening, then you don't go home. But that's here. So, but anyway, that said, guys, I think it's time we take our first time out of the evening. Hey everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're going to take our first break of the night, and then we're going to come back. We're going to start previewing and playing pick'em for SummerSlam, and we've got a little bit of news to drop on you concerning SummerSlam's pick'em. We'll tell you what it is on the other side of the break, won't we, Rock?
Tuesday night, step inside the virtual realm with WTR Sims.
It's Boots the Asses time!
Watch as your favorite WTR personalities battle it out to find out which one truly is the best.
To be the man! You gotta beat the man!
Watch it live Tuesday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/rackradioshow or on demand at youtube.com/rackradioshow. Tuesday nights will never be the same again with WTR Sims.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in me. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cigs. I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather scream for time. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking. Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway! Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy in slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7. Fuck, you fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Hell yeah. Oh my god.
Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street. Somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, it's fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. It is. All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... about to cloud by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, this is the world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock. And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
You could get high or you could get low. You could stay young or you could grow old. Let it go. Cause I'ma go for broke. You could go hard or you could go home. You could live life or you could just fold. Let it go. Cause I'ma go for broke.
Love. I started with a dollar and a dream, right?
Right.
So I can show these people how to dream, right?
Hey.
I can show them how to aim for the stars and take it to the arenas from the street life.
Right.
Damn. Oh, this is what the top feels like. I still remember ramen noodle meal night. I still remember checking my account and having $26 when I signed my record deal night. And I remember being cold.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night, live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, where Tim misses his cue. We made it to the bar because we need to heal up. You gotta play for keeps. And everyone misses their cue, or everyone's on mute. Okay, this is not funny anymore.
I'm waiting for one of them to talk, seriously.
I know!
Like, this is not my show to really talk on. I'm sitting here waiting, I'm sitting here producing the show, and like, come on, why don't you talk? Someone, anyone?
Yeah, it's a round table thing. Everyone's supposed to talk, everyone's supposed to bounce off of each other.
There's three of you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need to be here talking, but hey, welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live on TuneIn Radio, just search Wild Talk Radio Network. As we went to break, Tim mentioned one thing. We have a giveaway for WTR Pick'em. And thanks to the fine folks at Warner Brothers, we have a prize. A wow. Digital copy of Pure Country, Pure Heart, featuring the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Ooh.
So the winner of Pick'em will receive the copy of it. For that reason, we have a tiebreaker built into tonight's Pick'em. So yes.
A tiebreaker? I didn't even read that.
Mm-hmm. There's a tiebreaker.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Russ Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're about 2 minutes late.
Well, it's not my fault you came in 2 minutes early.
No.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Don't bother arguing. I don't care if you're right. It doesn't matter.
I said 5 and a half at 10:56. I said go at 11:02.
So
point D?
You actually had an extra 30 seconds.
So there.
And you were still late by a minute and a half.
I've had a long day. Get off my back.
Get off your lawn, get off your back, same thing.
Get off my lawn!
So as I was mentioning, I told everyone the grand prize for WTR Pick'em, which is a copy of Pure Country, Pure Heart, the digital version, thanks to the fine folks at Warner Brothers. This movie features the heartbreak kid, Shawn Michaels. We talked to him about the movie on the Rack, which you can get right now at rackradioshow.com.
Plug.
All plugs have been handled. Let's get into SummerSlam, Tim.
SummerSlam is just around the corner. As a matter of fact, it's next Sunday night, kids. And I'll be watching it on the WWE Network. How many of you knew that?
Everyone watches it on the WWE Network.
Yeah. There's no other way to watch it.
Well, that's not
at all. You
know, we're speaking legal means versus not legal means. No. Don't watch illegally. I've got a legal way for you to watch it.
Omega, you gotta, hold on. Omega, you're wrong. It is available on pay-per-view if you're the sucker to pay $60 for it.
Yeah, but JBL says I'm an idiot. JBL says I'm an idiot if I do that.
But Tim has an alternative which will cost you less than $60. Tim.
It's called IPTV. Go to wildtalkradio.com/IPTV. Read all about it. I'm not kidding. This thing is I've had it for a month now, and it's still blowing my mind. It's 1,300 TV channels, real-time, real TV channels. And it's like the equivalent of $15 Canadian a month. Now, here's the thing. I'm selling this box now, this IPTV box. You don't have to be Canadian to buy one. It'll get shipped directly to you from the head office, not from me, so no need to worry or make funny jokes, which aren't very funny, but you just localize your channel listings, and then, hey, you know, White Rock in Philadelphia, you could watch Philadelphia TV. And if you decide to go on vacation, but you don't want to miss Philadelphia television because it's so, I don't know, riveting. After all, it is Philadelphia. Take the box with you. Go to Tahiti. Go to Mexico. Go to Hawaii. Go to hell, for all I care. Just take the box with you.
So you're promising if we go to hell, this box will work?
As long as you take a TV with you and they have internet, yes.
But it's hell.
It doesn't matter if they have internet.
All it's going to get is reality TV and the Golf Channel.
No, actually, not true. It does work Wi-Fi. You don't have to plug it into your modem. So if you've got a centralized modem in your house that's like in the basement or whatever for wireless throughout the house, all you have to do is type in you set it up just like you would your computer or your smartphone. Let it scan for Wi-Fi, find yours, and then type in your password. And you're up and running. It takes like 2 minutes for this thing to hook up and you're watching television. I watch Game of Thrones on HBO Canada at 7 o'clock tonight, local time, which is 9 o'clock Eastern, which is an hour before we went to air. And so now I don't have to wait until 11 o'clock to watch Game of Thrones on delay. Just as an example.
Spoiler, 11 people died.
Don't give away Game of Thrones. Shame on you.
I didn't say what show 11 people died on. I just said 11 people died.
You said spoiler, 11 people died.
I didn't say spoiler for what show.
Okay, what show? What 11 people died?
Some show, somewhere, 11 people died. May have not been today, may have been a few days ago, or 10 years ago. Who knows?
What's your name?
Did people die in Sharknado?
What is your name?
Doesn't matter what my name is.
That's right. Now shut up. Whip your candy ass. Anyway, back to Seriosity. It's the smartest investment I've ever made. And if anybody knows how tight I am with my money, Rock.
I'm not calling you a cheap Jew.
Well, I'm not Jewish, so that wouldn't be exactly accurate. But the box and 6 months of television is only $240 Canadian.
Do you have to pay for the box up front?
So you buy the box and you pay for 6 months, and then you get 6 months. You don't have to worry about paying for a cable. You don't have to worry about paying for WWE Network. Everything's included. No, and then your 6 months is up, you only pay $90 for the next 6 months.
Okay, so it's not bill per month.
No, doesn't need to be. Just pay for it up front.
Anyway, let's get into SummerSlam.
It's all out of the way.
Everyone for more information, go to wildtalkradio.com/IPTV, and you can learn more information right there. Let's get into SummerSlam, Tim.
All right. This is the part where I actually hit that button and scan this thing and then click on that, and then we open up the random thing picker. And I'm pretty proud of myself for remembering that on my own without anybody telling me, don't forget the random thing picker, or having a little cheat in like the show rundown to remind me to open up the random thing picker.
No, those are never in there.
Well, yeah. But let's take a look at the first match that we have. How many matches, for crying out loud, are in SummerSlam? Like 11?
All of them.
All of them. Pretty much.
There are 12 matches. 11 official matches. 11 official matches. 12 announced tomorrow.
So kicking off with the first one, let's take a look at Randy Orton taking on Rusev. And spoiler alert, there are no flags in the corner.
So I've been watching past SummerSlams, where The Miz is Intercontinental Champion all the time, by the way. Rusev and Jack Swagger did a flag match, where you had to pin a person to have then your flag dropped. And then
I remember that!
And the national anthem being played. That's a different type of flag match.
That was so fucking stupid.
I don't know which one was stupider. The convoluted one last month, or that
one. At least the convoluted one had half of an actual flag match in it.
So yes, they don't know the definition of flag matches, and thank God we're not doing it in this match. Go on, Tim.
Oh, jeez.
All I can say is yay. But yeah, Randy Orton versus Rusev. Rusev wanted competition. Randy Orton said, hey, you know what? I'll give you competition. This happened like 2 weeks ago on SmackDown, and then Rusev ended SmackDown by laying Randy Orton out this past week.
Like legit at the end of SmackDown, it went super kick off air.
Super kick off air. So you don't know really what happened unless you watched afterwards.
No, he hit the super kick and then they went off air. That's it. Right at the end. Boom. Done. And there was no afterwards. I went on the network and tried to look for it. It wasn't there.
That's because they don't do that smack talk or talking smack anymore unless it's a big event.
I know.
So they just WCW'd it.
Once in a blue moon, when WCW would do that, that would maybe like, oh shit, now I gotta watch next week for sure. And find out what's going on. You guys ever feel that way? I don't know.
When it's really hot angles, yes, I can't wait till next week.
So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, this matchup should be pretty decent. Yeah, Randy is a pretty decent worker. Rusev is a pretty decent worker. I guess they would, get about 10 minutes between the two on this loaded show.
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna walk out the winner, Omega? Oh, should mention, Randy Orton beat Jinder Mahal on Tuesday. Clean. Cause one, we needed to see that match again. Two.
In a non-title match.
Two. He beat the champion.
Jinder didn't look weak enough.
Building that momentum.
God, I really want to give it to Rusev. He needs that win so bad after losing to Cena and his really the first program he had since being drafted to SmackDown. God, Randy has no reason to win this match. Rusev needs something. I'll pick that now and regret it later.
1 year ago, Randy Orton was getting his head bashed in by Brock Lesnar. That was fun.
For Lesnar.
For Randy, well, they got him a title at WrestleMania, apparently. Tim, what's your thoughts?
Well, Omega kind of sort of summed it up. What does Randy Orton winning do, for anybody? Rusev, he's been on a downward spiral for a while. He kind of needs the win. Kind of, sort of. I'm gonna, for shits and giggles, I'm picking, Rusev.
And your random thing picker says?
Randy Orton.
Up next, the Cruiserweight Championship's on the line. Neville versus Tozawa.
My points, bitch.
The only thing keeping Team Omega alive. Has a chance to really help Team Omega. Tozawa's, you know, came up short last month and did not get Omega points at Great Balls of Fire. He has a chance to regain it and maybe end the reign of Neville, since it's been since, what, January? The Rumble?
It's been a while.
Is it time for it to end?
I thought it was time for it to end before. He's had that so much, and Tozawa's really the only one built up as a potential title holder.
There is a lack of star power in that 205 Live division.
No.
I know, it's breaking news. There's no stars in the Cruiserweight division. I know.
But they've got Austin Aries. Oh.
Wait. That's a good move by Team Tim. Austin Aries.
Shut up. Team Tim has 201 points. Shut up.
For now.
Shut up.
So, yeah, what do you think, Omega?
I think it's time. I really don't see who Neville has after this. No one else is built up, and no one else is really chasing right now. Because I could see that coming off so well. I could see Titus O'Neil's ego just super inflating if he has a champion under his brand.
The Titus Worldwide Champion, Tozawa.
I think that's the only way it works. I would give it to Tozawa here.
Bigger question, since Darren Young is now clear, will Darren Young join Titus Worldwide? I think this is the answer everyone's waiting for. Will Darren Young join Titus Worldwide? Anyone? No?
God. This isn't exactly the NWO courting DDP.
Just imagine all of them doing the millions of dollars dance together. No.
Oh yeah, just get. That's what he's really trying to build up to. Is they can just circle the ring and all do the dance together.
I mean, would you rather have Dana Brooke or Darren Young in that brand?
Have to choose.
Well, Dana's trying to get all up in the Titus Worldwide, so kind of a thing. That is why you have to choose Dana or Darren.
I'd rather Bob Backlund come back.
Imagine Titus and Bob as a pairing.
No. No. Bad enough.
All right, so you go with Tozawa, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Tim, what about you?
I'm going to say Tozawa. It's about time. And besides, it just feels like they're building the Titus brand. Pardon the pun.
What does the random thing picker say?
I don't know why you don't wait until the absolute last for the random picker and just ask Mike first.
Mike?
Until I read the chat.
Did you not realize Mike didn't pick the first match?
No, because I wasn't paying attention. Random thing picker picked. Random thing picker picked. I've got to scroll up now. Random thing picker picked Toskala.
Intern, write that down.
It was spelled wrong. Random thing picker picked Tozawa.
No, he picked random thing picker picked whatever you said first. And I hope he writes that down exactly as you said it.
Tozawa.
In a match.
See, you say that, you enforce that, and that's going to be the day that the ring announcer blows the call, and it's going to say it the exact same way.
That would be funny. It would.
In a big match, it's Big Show, Big Cass, with Enzo in a shark cage.
In a big shark cage?
Well, Enzo's tiny. They don't really need a huge shark cage for Enzo.
Big whoop.
They have not had blown away stuff on TV, these three men.
No.
It's kind of been a little stale.
Yeah.
The Enzo act is sort of getting old.
How many times can I see Enzo go head first into things?
Well, how many years did Rey Mysterio go head first into things?
I mean, and not actually accomplish anything.
I still say Rey Mysterio made a better lawn dart.
Oh no, Rey perfected the art of launching his head into things. No, and Enzo just does it because, you know, that's how he gets a paycheck.
But why is the babyface in the cage?
I don't know why he's there to begin with, other than, hey, this way he can't interfere with the match.
Here's the thing. The promo on Raw was like, from Big Cass was like, I don't want him anywhere near the city or the state or in the country. I want him gone. I don't want him there. But then it's like, what if we put him in a shark cage? Okay, that's fine. First, you say you don't want him in the country, but now you're okay with him above the ring. What?
As long as he can't interfere, in which case he'll find some way to interfere still.
Should this matchup go more than 5 minutes?
No.
How long will this matchup actually go for?
15.
5 minutes.
So Mike will then pick 10.
No, I'll say 7.
All right, Mike, who you got?
Oh, God, Big Show. All
right, don't mute yourself just yet, because I'm going backwards for you. Tozawa, okay. Tozawa and Neville, who you got?
Tozawa.
Randy Orton and Rusev.
My bathroom. Randy Orton.
I don't know. I don't think your bathroom wins if you use it.
No.
Certainly not anybody who goes in there after you.
Not what I mean. I mean, I'm not really excited about this match. It's granted, yes, Rusev, Randy Orton, but it's like, what are they going to do? I mean, Rusev loves to sell, you know, good moves, and then Randy Orton's just going to have his 6 moves of simplicity. Sorry. If he does a Luthes press, he's going to win. If he does the backbreaker, he's going to lose.
You heard it here first, everyone. All right, Omega, who you got? Big Show, Big Cass, with Enzo in the cage.
Big Cass. I don't see any reason Big Show wins this match. Like, they're trying to push Cass as, you know, the next big thing.
But it feels like every time they're trying to push Big Giants against the Big Show always comes out on top because Vince still loves the Big Show no matter what.
Yeah, except he's coming to the tail end of his contract with no chance of renewal. Like, he's said it as much. He's done. Like, this is a torch pass type situation. Let the other big guy go over. He will actually be around next year.
How many times have we said this? I'm just saying.
Honestly, I think the writing is on the wall for this. They've barely used Big Show in the last year's time to begin with. This is really the first major story he's had this year.
Thanks, Shaq.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Shaquille O'Neal.
Would it be Shaq?
No, I don't. I don't think there's any reason Big Show wins this, even if Vince likes big sweaty men. Big Cass is a big sweaty man, too. There can only be one big on Raw. I mean, that's why the New Day got traded.
Imagine Big Show, Big Cass, and Big E. That would be something.
Yeah, you almost said big team.
It would be a big thing, big something.
A big thing.
All right, Tim, who you got?
Well, it's a big show because this program isn't over and done with the whole thing. We got to teach Big Cass respect, blah, blah, blah. Big Cass and Enzo, Buttonhead's upcoming big shows. Last year, contract's over. He's going to retire. He's not done yet. Big Cass not getting the big win just yet. Big Show wins.
Random thing picker.
Well, it's the Big Show.
So last month, the New Day became the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champions, being the Usos. Since that point, we've seen I'm going to attack you from behind, and then we're going to attack you from behind. There have been no rap battles. There really is not much to the feud other than I want rematch. So it's New Day, Usos, for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. Mike, who you got?
New Day. I don't think they're going to get rid of them, and I don't think they're going to get the titles off of them that quickly. So New Day.
What's your thoughts, Omega?
Yeah, I don't... God, I was going to say, I don't see what they do afterwards, but I could say that about either team because I don't know who else is left in the tag division on SmackDown.
The Ascension and Breezango.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And that's the honest truth.
I know. I know, and I'm... My head is in my hand, and my head hurts. Yeah, I think the New Day hangs onto the belts, because it's the New Day. That's what they do, is they hang on to belts. All right. I don't know where you go from there, other than to just go for a rematch.
This is... My gut tells me whoever loses Saturday comes up on Tuesday, and they're the next contenders. But that's just me. Tim, who you got?
Don't you dare be sour. Something, 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 feel the power.
It's a New Day, yes it is.
Yes it is!
Random thing picker.
Same shit. Because right. I'm not going to repeat it.
Because you botched it the first time anyhow.
Something, something, dark side. Something, 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 excellent.
A month ago, Natalya became the number one contender, to the surprise of many.
Yay!
Since that point, there's been kind of a little bit of interaction with Naomi, but not much, as Naomi's been sort of hanging and dealing with Carmella. Carmella beat her this past Tuesday night on SmackDown, leading to this match, Natalya versus Naomi. Tim, is this Natalya's best chance to become SmackDown Women's Champion?
Well, at this point in time, yeah, it is, because she's number one contender. She's fighting for the title, so it's her best chance to actually win it.
Is this her last chance to win it, too?
Nope. Not yet.
Does she win it?
Yep.
Why?
Because it's Natalya.
Great insight. All right, Mike, who you got?
Carmella.
You're jumping the gun on the question.
Technically, that's a different match. This match still has to happen.
Okay. Natalya wins, Carmella cashes in Brooklyn.
But why would you have a heel cash in on a heel? Unless you're turning Carmella face?
Unless you're turning Natty face.
But why would you turn Natty face when you're lacking heels?
This is WWE. Do you really think they care?
Yes, they do. They try to
at a certain point, yeah, they care how many heels and faces they have.
Okay, fine. Natalya. But my gut is telling me that they're going to turn Natalya face.
Okay, Omega.
Naomi. A little bit too much work in that belt to let her drop it so soon.
So now, will Carmella cash in, everybody?
No.
Yep.
She'll tease it.
Yeah, she'll... Yeah, I don't think this is quite the opportunity yet.
And finally, for this first half of the preview, John Cena back.
Before you do that, you didn't really ask me Random Thing Picker's pick for Naomi Natalya.
Random Thing Picker says...
Natalya.
Random Thing Picker and John Cena Baron Corbin says...
John Cena.
As this feud started when Baron Corbin attacked John Cena and Shinsuke Nakamura following John Cena's loss to Shinsuke Nakamura after SmackDown. We had a dumpster fire chant on SmackDown because it was on a sign. That's the feud so far. Who's going to win this one, Omega?
Let's see. What day is John Cena going over to Raw?
Well, the Brooklyn Barclays Center Twitter is promoting John Cena on Monday Night Raw the following Monday after SummerSlam.
I'm going to say Cena wins.
LOL. Mike.
Honestly, this one's a toss-up for me. And it's hard to explain. Don't ask me why. But I really think that Big Oily, Big Breakfast, Big Black Rainmaker, Baron Corbin is going to win.
All right, Tim, what about you?
They're goddamn desperate to get Baron Corbin going, and they're going to pull out the stops. They're going to have Baron Corbin go over Cena. I'm not going to say it's going to be clean, because it probably won't be, but they're going to give the they're going to book the one for Baron Corbin.
And on that, we take a break. Come back.
No, we won't.
Why not?
You didn't ask about Random Thinkpicker.
We did. Random Thinkpicker said the first answer. I don't know this stuff, Tim.
He's being a dick.
You're tuned in to WTR Sunday Night. We'll be right back after this.
Thursday nights, the Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is King from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience. Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Creating greatness, one episode at a time.
All right, so let's all go through the beer that Rob has had to drink today.
On September 9th, we surpassed some of the greatest of all time. Tune in to the 500th episode of Your Only Excuse to be home on a Saturday night. CB Radio, September 9th, midnight-ish Eastern Time only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I know I have a problem, and I'm willing to accept it.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Well, Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. The audio on Skype is just pissing me off, and I hope that they fix it yet again. That's all I can say about it. Continuing with our SummerSlam preview and pick 'em. I hope you guys are playing along. Don't forget, in case you haven't got it figured out, submit your pick 'em picks to us via media@wildtalkradio.com, or just go to Facebook and post it. And yeah, facebook.com/wildtalkradio network, facebook.com/wildtalkradio network.
Yeah, wait for the official sheet to come out. It'll come out probably on Wednesday or Thursday once all the matches have been officially announced for SummerSlam. We'll have it all up for you to pick. If you're not picking with us live, you can also tweet them at Wild Talk Radio.
And don't forget, if you win pick 'em, you're going to win a copy of, you better believe it, Shawn Michaels on a movie. Or whatever it's called.
I'm glad I type out the plugs to you for you to remember to say them correctly.
Yeah, what's it called?
Pure Country, Pure Heart. You can win a digital
That's
copy.
What I said!
Nothing like you. Anyway, you can win a copy of Pure Country, Pure Heart, presented by Warner Brothers at WWE Studios.
Like,
you get the digital copy, yours if you win WTR Pick'em.
Shawn Michaels is in it.
He
plays an ex-con. Spoiler alert.
Not only is Shawn Michaels in this film, Willie Nelson is in this film.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. You definitely want to try to win because it's Willie. Don't you want to win for Willie? Make your own joke. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, Mike.
Again, the Twitter is at Flames Forums. You can make all the Willie jokes you want at Flames Forums.
Willie or won't he? Only his hair style is not. I think we just gave Omega a headache. Or we broke him.
That was an aneurysm.
That's painful. And I would know. That said, where were we?
Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt.
There you go. Slow build to this one as they teased it and went, nope, we're going to do different directions. Now we're back at it again. And we're playing.
I want to see the demon.
Well, you're not going to see the demon.
Damn it.
He's even said you're probably not going to see the demon.
I wanted Bray versus the demon. That would be awesome.
Okay. So if that's what you want to see, shouldn't it be at the point where Bray breaks the demon out of Finn? And not just so, oh, hey, randomly at SummerSlam, so demon.
Maybe. Well, yeah, so set it up tomorrow or something.
But shouldn't it be set over a long period of time?
Impatient.
I know, but I'm a wrestling fan who watches WWE. What's patience? What's paying attention to whatever happened in the past? What's attention span? Oh, look, shiny shit. Sorry, I'll behave. No, I won't.
Mega pick, Tim.
Finn Balor, baby.
Mike, what are your thoughts?
This is a good match. The crowd wins, but I'll go with Finn.
Omega.
Bray. Finn needs to bring out the demon to beat him in the rematch.
And the random thing of the picker says?
The random thing of the picker agrees with the Omega of the Omega, Bray Wyatt. And I want to change my vote to Bray Wyatt.
Why?
You just have to be in the popular club.
He no longer wants to be the Baylor Club. He wants to be the popular club. Why are you changing him?
Because haircuts. In case you haven't figured it out, dear listeners, Omega got a haircut, and we opened up the show, teasing that.
You can all see that, youtube.com/TGOmega.
Yeah, someone went back in my channel and figured out that it was, almost 9 years I've had long hair.
I hate to say it, but you look even more like a kid now than you did with the long hair.
Oh, no. I am aware.
Okay. As long as you know, I'm looking for the zits. Like, where are the pimples?
It didn't help that the picture I took on Facebook was, like, I don't know, perfectly lit. So I looked like I didn't have a thing wrong with my face.
You looked 13 years old.
I know.
13? It's like, maybe 14.
I wish I knew how I accomplished lighting that made my skin look that clear.
Impressive.
Anyway, did the random thing pick a pick?
Bray Wyatt.
All right, the United States Championship's on the line. AJ Styles.
Oh, no.
Kevin Owens. Shane McMahon's the referee because there was a controversial finish, not only at Battleground, but on SmackDown as well, where the referee did not see Kevin Owens' shoulders up, even though they clearly were. So Daniel Bryan made Shane McMahon the referee. On Tuesday, we had references to the Montreal Screwjob, because always in Canada, we always have to mention the Montreal Screwjob. And then we also got footage of Shane McMahon screwing Steve Austin back in the day, and you can go with the network, according to Kevin Owens, and watch all Shane McMahon's refereeing abilities, where he screws over everyone every single time. Mike, who you got?
AJ.
Omega.
God, I think you go either way on this one.
That is how these things go. It is one or the other.
Well, no, I mean, because he's had beef with both of these guys, I could see it. I could see him begrudgingly counting a three count on either one of them. You know, just for the sake of they've been hot dogging a title too long, AJ.
It's been since about May they've been trading it back and forth between the two. Tim.
Tim picks AJ.
Why does Tim pick AJ?
Because AJ. Stop hot shutting.
Especially since there's no one named Giant in this match. What does the random thing picker say?
Oh, I got where you went with that one. That was a good one. Ha 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 ha. AJ Styles.
The matchup of the century for the WWE Championship. Jinder Mahal, Shinsuke Nakamura. Break it down, Tim.
Break it down. Now I feel like I need to dance or something. Shinsuke got this title shot because he beat John Cena before getting beat down by Baron Corbin to have the save made by John Cena, and shit happens. But Jinder Mahal has been able to hold on to that title by hook or by crook. Shame on you for not actually, like, you know, being able to win it without the help of the Bollywood boys. I mean, the Singh brothers.
And without them, he lost to Randy Orton on SmackDown.
There you go. And I'm actually picking Shinsuke Nakamura to win.
But that would hurt your team.
I know, because Jinder's on my team.
And this is the last week of fantasy, so him losing the belt really would hurt your team.
A little bit.
Just point.
I
out.
Never said it would be pretty.
Mike, who you got?
I'm gonna have to go with Shinsuke.
Because
I think that he's gonna, if once Shinsuke wins, he's gonna feud with Baron.
So continue the feud with Baron.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that clears that they are.
Yes, continue the feud.
Omega.
Unfortunately, I don't think the Mahal experiment is over just yet.
Especially since he's now accompanying some UFC fighter to the ring on September 9th.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll want that nice big gold belt on his shoulder when he comes out. No, unfortunately, Mahal is going to win.
And the random thing picker says what?
The random thing picker says, Jinder Mahal is a modern day Maharaja and he should win the title and the way he has it, so he should retain it.
I am so sorry to everyone listening right now.
All comments can be forwarded on Twitter at Flames Forum.
There you go. The only, how come I could do an Irish accent and nobody gets offended? Oh my God.
You can't do an Irish accent, though.
I'll have you know that I do a good one, so why don't you shut up? Just shut up right now.
Universal Championships on the line. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe, and Braun Strowman. Paul Heyman has suggested that if Brock Lesnar loses, he will leave World Wrestling Entertainment. You know, maybe to fight in the UFC.
No, he doesn't have to because he fought UFC once before while under WWE contract.
But he said if he loses because, you know, there's a conspiracy out against Brock Lesnar for champion, he will leave WWE. Will that happen? Will he leave WWE, Mike?
No.
So you're picking Brock Lesnar?
No, I'm not picking Brock Lesnar.
But he said if he loses, he leaves.
Even if he loses, he's due for a rematch clause.
But he said if he loses, he leaves. So, you know, he only stays if he wins.
I still consider it bullshit. But, fuck. Brock Lesnar retains. Wait. Come back to me.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, Mike, what are your thoughts?
Roman. I hate to do this, but I'm looking at Roman because it's a setup for... it's a setup for the reunion.
No, it's a setup for Baron Corbin to come in and cash in on Roman Reigns.
If fucking only.
Oh, great. So Roman Reigns wins and then loses to Baron Corbin, so we go from bad to worse?
Well, Baron does have the new theme music, so...
And it's worse. Because it's pretty bad.
Omega.
It's what WWE really wanted to do. I'd say give it to Roman.
So Brock leaves.
Yeah. I think Brock leaves.
Tim.
Well, the reason why the other two are in this match is because even though WWE wants Roman to get over, they know that Roman's not getting over, and this match would be booed out the building if they even thought yet of pulling the trigger on Roman.
Isn't it convenient they're doing another where stipulation match where Brock could leave WWE in New York City?
Mm-hmm. It can happen though. Brock retains.
Random thing picker.
He's dumb enough to pick Roman Reigns.
Now this is where the tiebreaker comes in handy. Who gets pinned in this matchup, Mike?
Braun.
Omega.
Joe.
Tim.
This is really tough. You don't want Roman Reigns losing anything that you're trying to build up for him. Braun Strowman is supposed to be what? What are they calling him? The monster among men? You don't really want to fuck that up yet. Samoa Joe is, you know, not afraid of anybody. Joe's going to kill you. But out of everything they've got going on, the sacrificial lamb for this match is Samoa Joe, unfortunately.
Well, if you do remember, Braun was pinned by Roman back in February.
Uh-huh.
Just saying, it has happened, so Roman could pin Braun. Throwing those that out there. Matches yet to be officially announced. The Raw Tag Team titles will be most likely on the line when Sheamus and Cesaro defend against a team that will hopefully be put together on Monday, telling the best story so far in WWE, maybe, kind of, sort of, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. Or is it just me thinking it's the best story they've told this year?
It's really not a hard competition to win.
Mm-mm.
Never said it was. Just pointing out the facts. They've done a really good job of telling the story, right, Tim?
I'm sorry. I was too busy watching the story. Don't snicker at all because, you know, I actually answered his question. And I'm sure even though he's pissed off that I answered it the way I answered it, he got the answer he was expecting.
Who wins the match, Tim?
Oh, shit. Cesaro. Shazamo.
Mike.
The Shield.
Omega.
Two-thirds of the Shield.
Random thing picker.
Cesaro.
Okay. And...
Shenanigans.
Okay. Why shenanigans?
Just because.
Tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw, it'll be Nia Jax versus Sasha Banks. The winner will face Alexa Bliss. Not Alex, according to SportsCenter, for the Raw Women's Championship.
SportsCenter is just so smart. SMRT smart.
Like she could, the girl called her Alex twice, and then you could see them in the her ear going, "It's Alexa. It's Alexa." So she quickly corrected herself. It's Alexa. My bad. Anyway, Alexa versus either Sasha or Nia. Mike.
Nia.
Omega.
Sasha.
Tim?
It's going to be Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks, and Sasha Banks is going to beat Alexa Bliss and be the new champion of the Women's Raw Division, if you will.
Sorry, Dusty.
And that wasn't Dusty.
It better not have been because it was an awful Dusty impersonation.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it wasn't Dusty Rhodes. It was just a random voice, if you will.
Very good cover-up.
Do you like his tights?
They got polka dots. I'm the son of a plumber.
Make it so bad I'm watching him in ECW.
Crack.
Did Random Thing Picker make a pick for this one?
Of course. Random Thing Picker picked Alex. Wait. Oh, my bad. Alexa.
Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadio.org, Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, or the variety of Facebook pages representing all the different shows that we'll plug in about 10 minutes.
Who wants pizza?
You can enter to win a copy of Pure Country, Pure Heart, featuring the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Thanks to the folks at Warner Brothers Studios, you'll get a digital copy of the movie. That being said, it's time for the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
though, would be the Eliminators versus Masato Tanaka Omega.
Tanaka. I kind of dig how 80s that theme song is.
Mike.
Tanaka.
Tim.
I shall make it unanimous. Right. Because 80s.
Get real with the fever on the dance floor. That I flex on a track, conclusion rampage. Breaking rick on point with the knife I stop for my lip. That be rolling the mad joints. Just put your hands in the air. Cause there's a party over here, so grab yourself a beer. And we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco.
Hit it! Na 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 na. Here comes the hot sniper, I'm the lyrical gangster, big up the crew in the area, still have it like that. No, no, we don't die. Yes.
That would be the Full-Blooded Italians versus the Public Enemy. Oh my god.
Neither? Is that...
that is not an option.
Is that, Silence? Audio guy had a stroke?
No. Not his genre of music, apparently.
Public Enemy, I guess.
Mike?
Oh, fuck, we have to choose. Public Enemy.
Tim?
It doesn't matter.
But it's good to get your opinion.
Doo-wop. Doo-wop.
Okay, maybe it wasn't worth getting your opinion.
Well, let's just see if you can figure it out from there.
Another edition of CBR. Oh, wait. That's such a long build up. Anyway, Mike, you know the song. Go.
I fucking hate you. Shit. Sandman. Or Eric Bischoff.
Or Chris Candido.
I know what I said when I said it. I know what I said when I said
when
it.
When was he in ECW?
That one time? No, wait.
Shut up.
It was a band camp.
Shut up. Sorry.
And he had a flute.
But yes, Sandman. I'm sorry. Because One Night Stand, 05. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Sandman. That's easy.
Tim?
Dude, this is the only time in the history of the world of the world of histories that AC/DC loses to Enter Sandman.
And our final one of round one.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls, they're such big balls, and they're dirty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got.
Let's give Tim a vote first. Tim, go.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You want me to vote on what?
The two songs.
By?
It's for. It's
possible. And because of?
Make a pick.
The first one.
Balls Mahoney.
Yep.
Not Tommy Dreamer.
Nope.
Mike.
Oh, fucking hate you. I am, fuck. And both good songs to listen to regardless. Tommy Dreamer.
Tyburger.
Oh my god.
It's nice to know the last one around one's got some dignity to it. Yeah, Tommy Dreamer.
And that officially concludes round one.
Round one.
Next time we do it, we start round two. The link to the bracket is available at twitter.com/WTRSundayNight. It's a very large bracket.
It is. It's huge. Mind gungungus. We had to invent a word that was so big.
Now we've got the biggest brackets of them all.
Quote that, and credit Omega.
Before we go, Omega, what's the best thing you saw this week?
God, I've been busy. I've not seen much. We have to... God, it has to refer to the world of pro wrestling, doesn't it?
Doesn't have to be pro wrestling. Best thing you saw this week, because we let Tim talk about Canadian football. We know that was not the greatest thing in the world ever once they've seen this week.
It's better than the NFL. Awful.
My friend's putting on half an hour's worth of fire dancing and fire breathing set to one of the best JRPGs in history. Because I have friends who are really good at playing with fire.
Jay?
Hmm?
Jay?
What Jay?
Or was it K?
Mike, what's the best thing you saw this week?
Charlotte wooing the crowd.
Tim, what was the best thing you saw this week?
I have to admit it, the best thing I saw this week was Summer Heat Saturday night at the Cedar Break Community Center located on Oakfield Drive, PWA, Prairie Wrestling Alliance. Next show in Calgary, September 2nd.
Then there you go.
And we're pretty much done for this evening. Once again, everybody, thank you for tuning in to WTR Sunday Night and listening to us ramble on for shits and giggles. Don't forget, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, the Raw Post Show, right here at approximately 11:05-ish.
The promo for the show is tune into the Raw Post Show 11:10 p.m. Eastern every Monday night, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
That's right. And, of course, Tuesday nights, head on over to twitch.tv/RackRadioShow. Catch Summerfest. Summerfest coming up, Twitch TV. And it's WTR Sims' version of SummerSlam. It's going to be all of us as Sims wrestling each other.
Currently on the schedule will be Lindsay defending the women's title against Becky Lynch. The Core takes on High Energy, which is Subway and Rob, and of course me and Jobber, for the tag team titles. I will also defend against the intern for the Wrestle Talk Radio Championship. Tim defends the CB Radio title against Matt. Jobber will defend the WTR Championship against the Coin, and in a battle of all battles, TJ Omega takes on Optimus Prime. Summerfest, Tuesday night.
If I win, I want the Matrix of Leadership.
We'll probably
there you go.
We'll probably start around 11 p.m. Eastern for Summerfest. Tuesday night, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow.
Now, you've been posting breaking news and promos and backstage happenings leading up to Summerfest. I'm thinking that if you want to find out exactly what's going on with me in my match, you might want to check out YouTube maybe as early as tomorrow before Summerfest on Tuesday night, because I might have a couple of words to say to somebody who was dumb enough to step up and try to challenge me. And he's been talking trash ever since that occurred. Well, I might have a thing or two to say about it.
YouTube.com/RackRadioShow for that.
Thursday nights, another edition of the Multi-Time, Multi-Award-winning The Rack Radio Show with your host, Lindsay Ward.
We will have a little bit of SmackDown. We'll have the full preview of SummerSlam, and we are scheduled to be joined by the NXT analyst, TJ Omega, to talk NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 3. We also will have the assistant to the assistant to the assistant regional analyst, the intern, as well, talking NXT TakeOver Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, search Rock Radio Show for all the fun content. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/RockRadioShow.
And, of course, Saturday night's midnight-ish, or as close as they get to it, another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual, the only thing that would scare the son of the devil into worshiping God, CB Radio.
We are currently scheduled to do movie one-liners for the Greater Than Great Debate. Go listen to last night's episode featuring the Greater Than Great Debate on PlayStation games. But we're scheduled for one-liners this week. We'll see about that one. It's Super Radio Saturday Night's Midnight. It's Super Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity does.
And programming note, of course, we've mentioned it. Next Sunday night is SummerSlam, WWE's major pay-per-view presentation. You can be dumb enough and spend $60 to buy it on pay-per-view, or you can actually get the WWE Network, or you can talk to me and get the MAG IPTV box and get a lot more than just the WWE Network. Story for a different day. We'll be on about 5 minutes after SummerSlam ends. We say 5 minutes after because we're not sure when it's going to end.
And then Tim needs a smoke.
And so make sure you join us
at
next Sunday night, immediately following SummerSlam.
At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. At WTR Sunday night on the Facebooks and the Twitters.
On the Twitter machines. Hey, speaking about Twitter machines, we've only told you how to bitch and complain to me about three times a night. So follow me, if you haven't yet, at Flames Forums on the Twitter. Don't forget to follow the Wild Talk Radio Network on the Twitters as well, at Wild Talk Radio. And follow WTR Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio, at WTR Sunday Night on the Twitter. Check out our Facebook pages. We've only got three of them. Soon to be more, probably, knowing us. Facebook.com/WildTalk Radio Network. Facebook.com/groups/WildTalk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
You repeated my plugs. Omega, plug your stuff.
All right. So, as usual, I am all over the internets. If you want to follow me on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. However, everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle, where I am constantly updating and whatever crosses my mind. That is the YouTube channel, which is under constant updates, especially now that I have about 23 hours worth of MetroCon footage to sort through and get online. And if you want all the stuff that YouTube does not like, you can go to tjomega.net.
I know how your plugs go. You go to tjomega.org, no?
I know, but this time it's a .net thing. We've relaunched the site. All the embeds work again, and there's going to be a whole bunch of new shit going up.
Go to net, not org.
He's a network now. He's no longer an organization.
Getting closer.
Fail.
Hey.
Someone wants to front me the $300 I need to even try to get .com. I'd be welcome to it.
Oh, you want $300?
You don't have it.
I didn't say that. I just said you need $300, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
To start negotiations with the people.
Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Where can I send you messages if I want to leave a message for you during the week?
Well, if you want to send a message to me during the week, you can hit me up on my Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. There are pictures of the anime convention that I went to with a bunch of wrestling panels, and I saw a lot of people that did a wrestling costumes. I did my own, and yeah. I tried to enter my channel in my inner testify, but it probably failed, so you know what? I don't care. And those of you, I'm also doing a little project thing. You can hit it up on the Facebook. It is United Wrestling. So come on out and just take a look at it.
I think, are we done? Really? We're done.
This is where you say goodbye, Tim.
Goodbye, Tim. Everybody, have yourselves a great week. We'll catch you next Sunday night for another edition of WTR Sunday Night. I'm really an angel with you.
WildTalkRadio.com.